Fresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to WMIE 91.5 FM and the Refresh radio program. Just in case you think that preachers never laugh or anything like that, you would be mistaken. And sometimes we're even laughing when we're going on the air. So, hey, thanks for joining us today. My name is Bob Arthurs, and we're going to spend the next half hour talking about the wonderful truths of God's Word. And pray that you will fall in love with God's Word and that 2022 will be a passionate pursuit of the truth of God and all of the additional things that the Word of God brings. When Jesus comes into your life, He doesn't come alone. He brings His entire entourage of blessings with Him. And He wants those in our lives and manifesting in our lives. And I want them in operation in your life as well. So today, let's start off by saying thank you to the folks of Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric. 321-632-9538. 321-632-9538. I was talking to Dennis a week ago, and I was talking to also Bill from Creative AC Solutions. They were both in the same service the same night, and both of them were describing the same situation, and that is that there are still supply chain issues that are going on. And so they were describing, you know, parts that they've ordered, and they're back ordered, and things that they need just to be able to help customers out, and they can't find them. They're looking all over the place just to find the necessary raw materials to help people with their air conditioning, their heating, and their electrical needs. And they were also talking about this, that the costs of materials right now are very, very high. And so the reason I'm sharing that with you is this. First of all, if you have a problem and you've been procrastinating and dealing with it, don't do that. Go ahead and get the ball rolling. It may take it a while before they're able to locate the materials or the parts that are necessary, but you want to go ahead and contact them. And the second reason is the longer you wait with these supply chain issues, the more expensive something could become. So if you feel like you could benefit from the professional sales, service, and expertise in repairing air conditioning, heating, or electrical fields, if you feel like over four decades of experience would be a blessing to you, if you think that Wyrick Air, with their work in residential and light commercial settings, and even emergency service when necessary, if that's something that would be a blessing to your life, you need to call 321-632-9538. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program. Wyrick Air will strive to provide you with the best service possible at an affordable price. So go ahead and give them a call, or at the very least, write this number down so you will have it. It's W-E-I-R-I-C-H Air, 321-632-9538, and tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program, and that would be incredible. So today we're going to go back to Zechariah chapter 7. We were yesterday, I'm going to bring this a little bit closer so I can see it. We had started talking about when you seek truth that you will also find peace in your life. So just a couple of things that we have talked about, that if you seek truth, you will start manifesting sincerity in your life as well. There's peace, and today we're going to revisit something that we spent a lot of time talking about. So we're just going to highlight a few passages, but we're not going to spend a whole lot of time there because we've already talked about seeking justice. That was a very timely word back in 2021. So Zechariah chapter 7, let me begin reading in verse number 4. It says, "Then the word of the Lord of hosts came to me, saying, Say to all the people of the land and to the priests, when you fasted and mourned in the fifth and seventh months, during those 70 years, did you really fast for me? For me. It says that twice. When you eat and when you drink, do you not eat and drink for yourself? Should you not have obeyed the words which the Lord proclaimed through the former prophets, when Jerusalem and all and the cities around it were inhabited and prosperous, and the south and the lowland were inhabited? Then the word of the Lord came to Zechariah, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, execute true justice, show mercy and compassion, everyone to his brother, do not oppress the widow or the fatherless, the alien or the poor, let none of you plan evil in his heart against his brother. And then the very next verse says, but they refused to heed, shrugged their shoulders and stopped their ears so that they could not hear. You know, a lot of times people say that they want to hear from God, but then when God speaks, they want to discard it. When they say that they want to know what God's will is for their life and you show them the Bible, they say, oh, I don't want to know what the Bible has to say because the Bible's going to tell me that I can't do some of the things that I really want to do. Well, God is really positioning us in his word so that we can succeed in life and so that we will avoid misery and heartache and pain and suffering. You know, he sets out a holy path for us. And so I want you to understand that he is looking for us to seek truth. And when we do that, we are going to begin to live and practice what is said in verse number 9 here that says, execute true justice. Just real briefly, I know a lot of churches do fasting and prayer at the first of the calendar year, and I'm a fan of that. There was a time when I did a 40-day fast at the beginning of each year. It wasn't a complete and total fast. It wasn't a Daniel fast. It was more of a soup and juice fast. And I'd done that for probably 10 years. And all of a sudden, I went to try and do it one year, and it was very frustrating. And as I tried over and over and over again to get that ball rolling, it kept hitting a brick wall. And so I took it to prayer. And I said, God, I'm having a real struggle with fasting this year. And God said, let me ask you a question. Are you fasting because I told you to, or are you fasting because you've always fasted? And I said, God, I think I'm really doing it more out of tradition that out of obedience or out of commandment to you right now. And, you know, it doesn't mean that I don't fast. I do. But I wait and say, okay, God, when do you want me to fast? And how do you want me to fast? And those are going to end up being very fruitful times instead of very frustrating times. The people of Zechariah's day came to him and they said, hey, we've been fasting the fifth month and we've been fasting the seventh month and we have been doing that for 70 years. And God's response, did you really fast for me? For me? See, it is not just a fast is not just doing without. It is actually taking something away so that we can focus on our pursuit of God, of hearing God, of having God reveal things in our life. And we realize that we need him more than we need food. We need him more than we need just about anything else in life. Breath is pretty important. So, you know, he provides all of it. So he says, when I brought you back, you know, the land was not in the same condition that it was prior to the Babylonian captivity. Prior to that, the cities were inhabited. Everybody was prosperous. Things were going well. And now you come back. And he said, I'm more interested in how you are going to live when you've been planted in the land again, then, you know, how many people are living in the city, things like that. And so he says, I want you to practice justice, and I want it to be true justice. So there is this partnership between truth and justice, and we've already talked about justice, so we're not going to spend a whole lot of time on that. But there are some other things here in Zechariah chapter 7. We're just going to touch on them. We're not going to elaborate. Some of them we're going to hit a little heavier later on in the study. But it says, show mercy. Show mercy. I don't know if you've ever met a person that had never heard of mercy, or their next act of mercy would be their first one, but I have. And I've seen them and seen how they operated, and I was like, you know what? I don't think that I want to operate that way. See, when you seek the truth of God, you are going to find that the mercy of God should be manifest as well. Wherever there's mercy and true justice, there should be compassion. It should be demonstrated to our brothers, the people that we are in the same battle with. Jesus was moved with compassion. That word is splenkinizomai. It's a hard word to pronounce, but when you look at it describes that there was an internal drive that was asserting itself that said, hey, when Jesus showed compassion, it was something, there was an urgency, there was a longing that was not going to be satisfied until compassion for the people had been demonstrated. So you and I, we need to have that same type of compassion. And it also says in verse number 10 that there should not be any oppression. Do not oppress the widow. Do not oppress the fatherless. Do not oppress the alien. Do not oppress the poor. And so you should, if you're seeking truth, you're going to find that there is a more benevolent way of dealing with people than people would exhibit who are not seeking the truth. Now, here's the thing. These people had come to Zechariah and said, we want to hear what God has to say. And then when God spoke, he gave them this message. Execute true justice, show mercy and compassion, everyone to his brother. Do not oppress the widow or the fatherless, the alien or the poor. Let none of you plan evil in his heart against his brother. And the people shrugged their shoulders and said, nope, we're not going to do it. Where they refused to listen. So, lest you think that this is just a one-time thing, I want to take you to Daniel chapter 4. Daniel chapter 4, that's back to the left, because Zechariah is one of the minor prophets. Daniel is the last of the major prophets. So, you've got Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, and then Daniel. Daniel chapter 4, you discover the chapter that was written by Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon. And drop down to, let's see where we want to go here. Let's drop down to verse number 34. So Daniel 4, 34, and it says, at the end of the time, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted my eyes to heaven, and my understanding returned to me, and I blessed the Most High, and praised and honored him who lives forever. For his dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. All the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. He does according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. No one can restrain his hand or say to him, what have you done? Verse number 36, at the same time, my reason returned to me, and for the glory of my kingdom, my honor and splendor returned to me. My counselors and nobles resorted to me. I was restored to my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added to me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all of whose works are truth, and his ways justice, and those who walk in pride, he is able to put down. It's a fantastic story in the Word of God, a fantastic testimony of how God humbled the most powerful man on earth, changed his heart, and inspired him by the Holy Spirit to write one of the chapters in the Word of God. He says, here's the conclusion. This is what I want to tell you. After everything that I've been through and after everything has been restored to me, and that is this, all of God's works are true, and his ways justice. Okay? All of his works are truth, and his ways justice. That doesn't mean some of them, it means all of them. So everything God does is done in truth, and the process is a just process. What a sense of relief that can bring to a person's mind when you are going through something that you don't understand. The journey that Nebuchadnezzar went through was a humiliating journey. You know, a lot of times in ancient documents from ancient kingdoms, if there was something embarrassing or humiliating in a person's life that was the king of that civilization, the chroniclers, the people who were keeping the historical record, they would eliminate that embarrassing moment from their life. Not so with Nebuchadnezzar, not so with David. It was written there and said, yeah, I did that. You know, I'm thankful that my sins are washed by the blood, they're cleansed by the blood, they're forgiven by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So I'm so thankful for that. And I'm also thankful that they're not written in the Word of God for all of eternity so that everybody can see the most embarrassing, sinful moments of our lives. So Nebuchadnezzar says, everything that God does is true and the process is just. The reason that is comforting is because all of us are going to go through ups and downs. All of us are going to have steps in our journey where we don't understand what is going on, but we understand the heart of God. Okay, so when things are going the way that makes me happy, God's ways are true. When things are going in a way that are very frustrating to me, God's ways are true. I've had a number of seasons in the pastoring of Merit Assembly of God where huge portions of the church were shifted, or very important people in the church were moved across country, and God didn't even ask me if, you know, I was okay with them moving. I wasn't. It hurt. but I'm not here as a consultant to God. God is the counselor for my life. And so during one of those seasons where some people had been shifted across the country, I was praying and I said, God, what's going on? You know, what's going on? And here was the response I got. I needed to change gears. I needed to change gears. There were some people that I needed to, you know, move to a place where they were going to be a blessing. And in moving them to that place, then I am able to bring you to a new level as well. So one family had given their heart to the Lord, and the last of the holdouts had finally said yes to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And within 30 days of that, they were shifted to an entirely different part of the country. They got a job. You know, they're called recruiters, or headhunters is one of the ways that they're referred to, where they go and find talent that are in other competitors' businesses and bring them into the fold, and it meant that they were gone. And they said, don't worry, we're only going to be gone for a few years, and that was a few decades ago. But when they shifted, God brought in somebody new. He used the people that he transferred up there to be a blessing in the church that they were at, and he brought in people who were a blessing to Merit Assembly of God. So I know a lot of times we want to hold on tight. I know that a lot of times we say, no, we can't afford that. But I'm here to tell you that with the truth of the way that God does his work, you and I can't afford not to. He does it in truth, and he does it in justice. In Revelation chapter 15, again, we're moving kind of fast through this. I like this particular passage. Revelation's the last book in the Bible. So you turn all the way to the back until you start finding the books of the Bible. If you see Jude, you've gone too far. If you see Peter, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, you've gone too far. You need to go and find Revelation chapter 15. And verse number 2 is where I want to start reading. It says there, and I saw something like a sea of glass mingled with fire, and those who have the victory over the beast, over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, having harps of gold, they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are your works, O Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of all of the saints. Who shall not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. For all nations shall come and worship before you, and your judgments have been manifested. So everybody has pretty much heard, well, I can't say everybody. I mean, there's been a lot of people born since then. But Whitney Houston had a song that was very popular, and it was called I Will Always Love You. Come to find out, that if you do some research on that, you will find that that song was written by Dolly Parton, and that Dolly Parton had actually recorded the song. And so they actually call that particular type of recording, when another artist has recorded it and then another person does that, they call that a cover. Well, I want you to know that in chapter 15 of Revelation, they're describing the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb. Jesus has taken the song of Moses here. He's done a cover of this, if you will, and he is presenting this in Revelation, and it says this, great and marvelous. By the way, if you've heard the Dolly Parton song and then heard the Whitney Houston version, you'll like the Whitney Houston version as well. So Moses gave the law. Jesus came and brought grace and truth. I like the way that Jesus presents things. It has a greater feel for it, an anointing upon it that you need in your life. And here's what the song says. And marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the saints. So when we seek truth, we're going to find that we're not just going to find truth, we are going to find justice as well. And here in Revelation, it talks about having a reverential awe or a fear of God that results in glorifying his name, that the people who have discovered that his ways are true and just, that they end up worship, they end up having a lifestyle of worship, and they see the judgments of God manifested in their life. Well, let me take you back to Deuteronomy chapter 32. Again, because it started off as the song of Moses, and Moses is preaching in Deuteronomy chapter 32, and this is what it says in verse number, let's just begin reading with verse number 1. Give ear, O heavens, and I will speak. And hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. Let my teaching drop as the rain, my speech distill as the dew, as raindrops on the tender herb, and as showers on the grass. For I proclaim the name of the Lord. Ascribe greatness to our God. He is the rock. His work is perfect. For all his ways are justice, a God of truth and without injustice, righteous and upright is he. And so here again, we see that his works are and his ways are not only just and they're not only true, but it describes that his work is perfect. It is flawless. It is not an immature plan. It is not a plan that's not well thought out. It's a perfect plan. His ways are without flaw. I tell people that when I work on a project, sometimes I have good ideas and sometimes I have great ideas. The difference between those two things is a good idea is after I've done the project, I said, you know, the next time if I ever have to do that, I need to do it this way instead of that way. It'll go better. It'll go faster. It'll turn out better. A great idea is the exact same idea at the beginning of the project. Well, I want you to know that God's ways are perfect. There's never going to be a new and improved version with God. Some of you may be wondering right now. Some of you may be frustrated because you've wanted something to happen in your life and it hasn't happened yet. But I want to describe to you that God's ways are perfect, they are true, and they are just. I know that there are people out there who wonder about God's timing and think that something that's been promised is never going to happen. I know because I was once there. I know because I'm related to people who just recently they were in that place. And then all of a sudden, God in his majesty, God in his miraculous, supernatural, I don't need your help to figure out a plan. I've got a plan. I just need you to cooperate with my plan. In his wisdom and his might and his power and his just and his truth and his perfection, all of a sudden, he unveils something in your life, and you are left breathless as you behold and you come to understand with greater clarity than ever before in your life that when you seek God, you are going to seek his truth, and you are going to find that everything he does is true, everything he does is just, and every plan that he has is a perfect, flawless, well thought out plan for your life. Okay, remember when we started talking about justice, there was a verse in Zechariah 8:16 that couples justice and peace. May the peace of God rule in your heart today. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
My mind.